Greetings and salutations to all my friends, neighbors, and assorted fellow audiophiles out there in the Booniverse. I hope you're all faring well. I finally have a moment's peace in which to record a boo, and since I haven't posted for a week, can you believe it? I thought it was high time that I did so. The reason I say that I finally have a moment's peace is that some renovations are currently taking place just outside my building. The parking lot is being repaved, and a garden plot is being put in so that the residents of the building can grow their own vegetables, if they're so inclined. But this means that trucks and machinery of various descriptions have been clanging and banging and racketing about and generally making all kinds of noise. I've had to put up with this, with the exception of last week, for all of the month of June, and I may have to put up with it for a couple more weeks. So if they get going again, I will show you folks exactly what kind of noise I'm referring to. How loud and obnoxious it actually is. But I'm sure when all is said and done, the parking lot will look beautiful and it'll be wonderful to have a garden. We have some really nice flower beds out at the front of the building, but it'll be fantastic to have a back garden as well. My friend Kim visited me from last Wednesday afternoon until Saturday, so actually I'm very grateful that the workmen took a break last week. And speak of the devil, I think that might be her now. Oh my life, it is so. Her ears must have been ringing. Okay, I'll get back to you folks momentarily. That was indeed the illustrious Kimmers. Very funny. Excellent sense of timing that girl has. She's not feeling very well today, though, which is unfortunate, but I can relate. I have had a really nasty sinus headache, I think because of the change in the weather. The temperature was actually pretty decent up until Sunday, when it got really hot, and changes in air pressure tend to result in sinus problems for me. So I've had a really nasty sinus headache for the past couple days, and also I would appear to be developing an ear infection. My left ear is aching horribly, and my hearing in that ear is somewhat muffled. So if that persists, I'm afraid I'm going to have to go to the walk-in clinic. Anyhow, those issues aside, this has been a really good week. First of all, before I say anything else, I should let you all know that the saga of the air conditioner, about which I was rather paranoid last Tuesday, actually turned out to be quite successful. First of all, my dad took me home from my parents' place last Tuesday afternoon, and we stopped off at a restaurant that I really wanted him to try. I offered to treat him for Father's Day. This restaurant makes the best Reuben sandwiches I've ever had in my life. And my father and I are connoisseurs of Reuben sandwiches, so I wanted his opinion on this particular one. For those who are uninitiated, the Reuben consists of usually pastrami or corned beef and cheese and sauerkraut and Russian dressing on rye bread, all of which is grilled. Oh, and there's the machinery starting up again, folks. This is what I have to put up with. But anyhow, this one restaurant that I absolutely love uses real roast beef on its Reuben sandwiches, and that's what I wanted Dad to try. And he agreed with me. He said it was one of the best Reubens he'd ever had as well. We got chips with our sandwiches, and they were fresh-cut homemade chips. Yummy. There's that noisy machinery. Anyhow, after lunch, we got back to my place, and my dad successfully managed to install my air conditioner. He did not blow any fuses. He managed to find a place to plug it in. And it doesn't draw as much power as I was concerned that it might, so yes, I was worried for nothing. The only drawback to the air conditioner is that it's an older unit. It once belonged to my grandmother, my mum's mum, who unfortunately passed away 5 years ago. And it's very noisy, just as noisy as that machinery out there, actually. It vibrates a lot, so much so that my whole window ledge vibrates when I turn it on. So my dad is going to bring some WD-40 next time he comes and spray it out with that in hopes that that will mitigate the vibration and cut down on some of the noise. The only other issue that we experienced is that the air conditioner only fits into half of the window. So Dad got a screen that he thought would fit the other half, and alas, that screen is actually too big for the window, so he had to kind of tape it up in place and fasten it as best he could for now. So it's up there, it's holding its own, but it doesn't look the nicest. But that's okay. Noisy or not, clunky or not, I'm very grateful to have this air conditioning unit installed because this is supposed to be one of the hottest summers on record. And I do live on the first floor and heat rises, so it's going to get hot in here. I have no doubt whatsoever. So generally what I tend to do is I put the air conditioner on when I'm not home and I don't have to hear it, or I put it on, it's in my living room, and then I go in my bedroom and do something in there for a while just so I don't have to listen to all the rattling noise that emanates from it. Well, so that worked out just fine. And then my friend Kim came over on Wednesday afternoon, and I brought her down to afternoon tea that we have in the common room of my building every week, and she got to meet some of her future neighbors, including the gentleman who will be her direct neighbor when she moves in at the 1st of August. So that was a lot of fun. I always enjoy afternoon tea anyway. I think Kim got a little frustrated because there's one particular lady who, she's very nice in her way and she means well, but she's very loud. And she tends to monopolize the conversation. And then when she feels she's not being listened to, she gets louder and louder. I try to take it with a grain of salt because I know she has some developmental issues. And I did warn Kim about her in advance. But I think Kim kind of found it frustrating because she was trying to have a conversation with a couple other people, and this other lady was constantly interrupting. But otherwise, I think we both enjoyed afternoon tea. There are some really nice people that go there, and I certainly enjoy spending time in their company. And I think Kim will really like getting to know them as well. On Thursday, we had a lovely day. First of all, I took her out to the local coffee shop for breakfast and treated her to some Colombian coffee and a fresh baked donut. These donuts beat Tim Hortons and Krispy Kreme hands down, let me tell you. The coffee shop is owned by a local couple, both of whom are very friendly, and it provides all kinds of flavored coffees, specialty teas, various forms of drip coffee, and fresh baked goods. Everything from cookies to brownies to donuts and fritters and danishes to scones, both sweet and savory, to croissants. It's a little bit pricey there, but the food is worth it. So it's really nice to go there for a treat once in a while. I actually made a recording from there that I completely forgot about. So I'll listen to it after I finish recording this boo and see if it's worthy of being posted. Kim and I also needed to get some shopping done that day. So after our visit to the coffee shop, we did that and got a few things that we both needed. I should say, I also had a fresh donut as well. Kim's was, I think, strawberry lemon pie filled, and mine was roasted peanut. there's a park. A